Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Naomi Wolf, multiple-time New York Times bestseller. New book, The End of America, The 10 Steps Towards Fascism. Actual handbooks on it. Our criminal governments taught the world how to do it for decades, showing it's bipartisan. Now they are using it right here, setting up a Pentagon-designed, MIT-designed control grid, the cameras, the face scanners, the national ID cards, all of it going into place. Naomi Wolf is our guest. Naomi, in this short segment, we've got you for the rest of the long segment coming up. And again, we're very honored and thankful for you coming on with us. And by the way, I've now had time to read your book. It's excellent. And coming from your respected, you know, research and name, it's such a help to try to turn the tide on this. I'm going to talk about solutions in the next segment. The CIA was running drills of flying hijacked jets into the exact same targets at the exact same time that day, and the drills caused NORAD to be confused and basically stand down. Cheney was in the bunker. We've talked to Mineta two times since then, Transportation Secretary. He said, no, Cheney was in there and did order a stand down. We have Muhammad Atta, the supposed lead hijacker, trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, trained at the Defense Language School. Sources, AP, San Jose Mercury News, Colonel Butler, the head of the school, said they trained him. I've talked to the two embassy heads, both from Ottawa and from Riyadh, U.S. officers, State Department officials. One of them, Mr. Springman, who was ordered to let the hijackers back in the U.S. when they were flagged as Al-Qaeda, and they were told that Al-Qaeda name, designation is their CIA cover. I'm just listing a few of hundreds of smoking guns. And then we have Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to hijack jets, bomb D.C., commit sniper attacks, frame patsies, attack U.S. military bases with U.S. troops dressed up like Soviet forces. Gulf of Tonkin now admitted to be staged. Declassified the U.S. staged terror attacks in Europe. The former Italian president's gone public about 9/11 being an inside job. Former head of the German parliament's gone public. I mean, I'm just listing a few of these things. Former CIA section chief Europe, Bill Christensen's gone public. Robert Baer on this show, movie Syriana's about him, has said all the evidence points towards inside job. I mean, what do you say to that, Naomi?
Well, I guess one thing I say, since, you know, I hang out with people who run the mainstream media and they don't have the sinister motivations that people often attribute to them, is if all of these pieces are so well sourced, why is this not being put together in a more kind of a mainstream context? That's A. B, and I'm sure you'll tell me in a minute, but my next statement, and I'm, again, happy to go on the record with this, is that I've been doing a lot of reading about history, whether it's, you know, very well-sourced books like Overthrow, which is about American neocolonialism in Latin America and Central America, and interviewing Professor Elika Boehmer, who's a professor of British colonialism at Oxford University. And it's clear from both of those that you know, it is standard practice for governments to stage provocations when they want to drive through a foreign policy goal or even a domestic policy goal that they can't manage otherwise. And she said that, you know, British colonialism kind of perfected it. It's just, you know, part of the tool in the toolkit. And she mentioned a number of incidences, and she said, you know, British colonialism is the teacher for U.S. colonialism. And I know that...
What are a few of those examples? This is intriguing.
It is intriguing. Well, I'm still researching it, but she mentioned two that I can shoot you by email and you can post them once I follow up with her. But in Overthrow, you can see a number, and you know, you can look at the regime change in Nicaragua and in the Philippines, and I think Cuba. And again, I don't have, you know, the details to give you right
now.
Well,
let me just give them to you. There's over 200 U.S. declassified examples of where they admit they blew up school buses, bombed buildings, shot people. You ever seen the Graham Greene Quiet American movie?
No.
Well, that's fictionalized, but based on real...
Yeah.
But the movie is fictionalized, but it's based on real things that happened in Vietnam, where the CIA early on in the early 60s, when they were taken over from the French in Indochina, would just blow up a market and then have the news put out that the North Vietnamese did it. And it's just standard operating procedure. And so, yes, I figured you'd be informed on that. So if they do it over and over again and admit they've done it, why now are we supposed to believe them when they have the motive?
It is a big idea. A new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Peter Power, the former head of Scotland Yard counterterrorism, was running a drill of the exact same trains being attacked at the exact same time at the exact same locations on 7-7 in 2005. He's admitted that on BBC and ITN. He was confronted by We Are Change UK at an event last night, ran from the podium, and hid in a closet until they were forced to leave. That's how scared they are of this info. We Are Change UK is joining us at the bottom of the hour. Then we've got Daniel Estulin. By the way, Naomi, I'm sending you a copy of his new Bilderberg book, who's been covering Bilderberg for 15 years, joining us from Spain to discuss this. Naomi Wolf and I, best-selling author, now the new book, of course, The End of America, The 10 Steps Towards Fascism, that are being implemented, available at Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. We're talking about, you know, if it's such a dark, bleak picture, and governments have admitted they've staged events in the past, she was saying, well, what do we tell people to do? How do we counter it? First, you have to admit to yourself and go do the research to find out what I'm saying is true to the listeners. And then, B, you've got to get over the fear factor. There's a subconscious fear hanging back, even myself. I had pangs of fear during the last break, thinking, my gosh, I'm exposing hardcore murderers who will go wipe out whole villages and blame it on somebody else. I mean, you know, who'll blow up apartment buildings and blame it on somebody else in Latin America or in Russia or in the U.S. or in England. And they'll come, you know, they could come and kill me tomorrow. But by being vocal, by being up front, by getting out on the field and saying, I'm ready to stand up against you, that gives you the ultimate safety. If we become like a third world nation and just give in to corruption, give in to police with machine guns on the street corners, third world banana republic, it's over. And I don't think our police and military want that. Most of our military are good people. Most of our police are good people. Most intelligence folks are good. They're compartmentalized. They're out doing good things or collecting data they think is for good that is then compartmentalized out and then put together down the chain. I mean, Naomi, here's an example. I've interviewed a lot of Rhodes Scholars, and most of them, you know, believe in global harmony and love and believe in globalism because, you know, it's everyone working together in community of nations and feeding and helping the poor. But they haven't actually read the writings of Cecil Rhodes. So, I mean, there's your answer. You asked me during the break, why doesn't the media, and I'm not trying to pontificate, but you asked a question, so I'm trying to give you my answer. I'm not saying it's totally correct. I want your view. But, you know, you were saying, well, if this is all documented and sourced, and I'm raising some issues that you've sourced yourself, then why is it the mainstream media reporting? A lot of it is a cage of their own mind. They're in the system. They're in the controlled left-right paradigm. I mean, you're very intelligent, probably a lot smarter than I am, higher IQ. You know, you're just now learning about a lot of this. So my point is there's so much width and breadth of history and sociology and society and the geopolitical strata and makeup that that these people don't know about that, and they're within a controlled paradigm. I mean, does that make any sense?
Yeah, it actually does, and I want to say two things very clearly. One is that in my saying, history is full of examples of staged provocations, including in countries like Britain and the U.S., I'm not saying that we know that this was a staged provocation that we're talking about. I don't know. What I'm saying is that it is not rational to rule out anything, given how replete the historical record is, you know, of such things, including by our own government. That's why we need a rigorous investigation. And, you know, all I've said before, and I think it's legitimate, is that, you know, how can we be satisfied with the investigation there is if the 9/11 families aren't satisfied? The second thing is we just found out that the 9/11 Commission was denied, you know, knowledge of these tapes that would have shown, and I've just blogged about this, and I'm very proud of my blog. It's about torture, and it's about America's use of torture. And, you know,
stop right there. Plug your blog.
Thank you. It's on the Huffington Post, and it's called What is Probably on the Missing Tapes. And, you know, the point is that people will say anything when they're being tortured. Our guys, when they were tortured by the North Vietnamese, you know, made concessions in North Vietnamese communist cliches. So much of the White House's hyped war on terror is based on these forced confessions, where if we saw the tapes, we'd see people being electrocuted, their genitals being burned or slashed, you know, people being hung from their wrists, their families threatened. You know, we would confess to anything under those circumstances.
Have you read the Army report about them raping him with battery acid?
No, I missed that one.
Read the Abu Ghraib General Tagumbu. He's the Filipino three-star general. Read his report.
Yeah. Okay.
It's public. No, I mean,
these things are horrible. I mean, it's like, you know, the archives at Yad Vashem. You know, the book I was using is documents the ACLU just got from a FOIA request. It's called Administration of Torture. And, you know, I'll certainly go read that, but it's horrific enough. So, you know, I don't know if these guys are guilty or innocent, but I do know that guilty or innocent, people confess to anything under these circumstances. So all I'm saying is it's not rational to rule things out without rigorous investigation. The second thing I want to say, and I'm willing to say this on the record, is that, you know, there is such thing as consensus reality. I'm reading a book called Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds, which is an historical account of how, you know, during the witch crazes, people believed that, you know, and they said, you know, all kinds of things that are just not physically possible. They collectively believed people were flying or that they witnessed, you know, people disappearing or, you know, animals talking.
Mob psychology, militant
exactly.
Enthusiasm.
So my only point is I think that there is this tremendous unease about questions that haven't been adequately investigated. It's like in a family where there's a dysfunctional secret, and that in the wake of that, there is this kind of collective consensus not to go there. And in a democracy, that is not healthy.
What should we do? I mean, any way you cut it, a government says torture is good. A government that's doing everything the bad guys always did and actively trying to sell it to us to use it on a wider scale. What do we do about this?
Okay, well, I agree with you that we urgently need information. And that's why, you know, I am glad that people are using my book to put the pieces together and see the larger pattern, because we're familiar with all the details. It's where the larger pattern shows, oh, this is what they did to close down Germany. This is what they did to close down Italy. That's a wake-up call. It gives people ability to say, wait, no, I'm not going to you know, be subdued by this war on terror mythology into losing my rights. The second thing we have to do, and again, look at the blog for this, we need to call for a special prosecutor to investigate the crimes of the Bush administration, and rigorously, because history shows that, you know, there are criminals in the White House. We know that. There are three levels of crime they've committed. And history shows that it's not enough to impeach people or wait them out, you know, to leave office. That people, that, you know, I do believe these people are capable of anything at this point. And history shows that it is only safe to use the law to prosecute such people. And if found guilty, to lock them up. You know, in America, if you commit a crime, justice has to be done. So we have to call for that. And the third thing we have to do is really, and this is almost a spiritual recommitment, we have to believe, each of us, that we are not going to tolerate this and that we're not going to collude with it and we're not going to side with, you know, evil.
Basically. That's right. That very well said. A daily commitment against tyranny, a daily commitment to support justice and liberty and transparency, a daily commitment to realize that tyranny is ancient. Tyranny is the norm. Liberty is that rare Holy Grail type phantom that is magical and very hard to grasp, even when you're educated and informed and valiantly defended. And we're not going to be able to be a bunch of slovenly Americans taking it for granted and keep it. And since we've had so much liberty, we don't know what it's like to have bondage. And
Yeah, you're so right about that. Yeah, and so what we have to do is kind of wake up to how easy it is to lose our liberty, that we're hanging by a thread at the moment, and really, and this is kind of a personal or emotional or spiritual commitment that then manifests as politics and action, but, you know, we have to believe in the founder's vision for ourselves, that we can't wait for someone else, a pundit class, a professional class, a political class, to defend democracy. We each of us have to rise up and
say, that's exactly what I've always instinctively said. This is great to hear.
Right.
To defend our republic, to defend our liberty. I always tell listeners, and they call, Alex, thank you so much for all you do. What would we do without you? Folks, I'm nobody. The power lies in you moving.
Exactly right. And people need to understand they are just as important, if not more so, than you or me. And this the conversations they have with their colleagues, their families, their coworkers, their kids are as important or more important than this conversation that we're having on the airwaves. Absolutely.
Because it's not going to do anything if people just hear what we say and then feel depressed and scared. Don't be scared. Feel driven. I mean, it's kind of like we're knocking on your door and going, hey, your garage is on fire. You don't just yell and cry and run in the closet. You try to get out of the house. You call the fire department.
I have to say, I really hope people listening will reach out to, like, where's the church and synagogues and, you know, where are they on this? Like, people of faith. I really believe that this is a call for people of faith. I mean, I happen to believe in God, and you don't have to take action about this. But I do believe that this is, like, the United States is being put to a spiritual test right now. Will we choose to collude with evil, or will we recommit to our really beautiful, virtuous American ideals? And I do believe that if we recommit to them on an individual level, I do believe we'll get help from, you know, a higher power. I do believe that.
Wow, Providence. So you're calling on Providence.
Well, it's my personal faith.
No, I agree with you. Oh, I know that without faith and without that, I mean, that's the deepest level, without that realizing that it's something bigger than us just individually, we're going to be worldly and not care. You've got to have that faith. I mean, that's what I found at the end of the day.
I think that's right. And I do see, you know, the lessons of history are that when a number of people stand up together and stand up for justice, even when they're vulnerable and they feel weak and they're facing a massive, you know, construction of evil, you know, manifested in a political form, that has great power. And it has great power to inspire other people. And I do believe it has great power to, you know, shift the tides of history. And there's one thing I really want to say loud and clear. The historical record does show that you're right, Alex, that as a society is closing, we are most in danger, all of us, if we remain silent. But as scary as it is, if more and more of us speak out as society is closing, it is only that keeps us safe in terms of the
tides. And by the way, by society closing, the iron-grated prison bars are sliding down, folks. The drawbridge is raising up, and they are publicly, I mean, they say they want to arrest me all the time. National talk show hosts say it routinely. I mean, imagine going to sleep at night when people with 10 million listeners apiece are on air saying, I need to be arrested. That's because we're hurting them and we have power. Naomi, I was going to let you go now, but we got one more break. Can you stay with us to the bottom of the hour?
You know, I will try. I should go back to my little guy as soon as I can.
I understand. Okay, well, we've got a 3-minute break, and we'll come right back to you because I just want to finish up with a few other issues.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 14, 2007. Gold, $7.97. The ounce gold coins can be purchased for $8.14.67, $401.55 for half, $278 for quarter. That's $8.14.67, $401.55, and $278. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis. So it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Naomi Wolf, best-selling author, is our guest, and she's so much more. Just type Naomi Wolf into Google and you can read her bio and the rest of it. Naomi, 90%+ of Americans who don't want toll roads on existing roads, 90%+ of Americans don't want NAFTA now in all the major polls, 70% to 80%, depending on the poll, don't want the war. It just continues. And now both parties have got an 11% approval rating. So the good news is the people are now waking up, not to the full ramifications, but at least they're getting an idea. But the establishment is showing that it isn't going to do what the people are demanding or what's constitutional in this republic. What do you say to that whole quandary?
That really worries me, Alex, because I'm baffled at why, with a Democratic Congress, we are getting so little action, given that I know that, you know, the American Freedom Campaign and, you know, various partner organizations are harassing them, badgering them, inundating them with phone calls and emails. You know, what is up with that? I mean, one reason I speculated about is that in a true surveillance society, which we now have, everyone in Congress, you know, has secrets, and their secrets are completely available to the Bush administration. And, you know, as in every closing society in the past, you know, the regime sort of brings legislators records of their, you know, sexual fetishes or their conversations with their accountant or their, you know, most intimate secrets to intimidate and silence them. But apart from that, I'm baffled that they are, you know, letting the Bush White House strip us of the Constitution without a fight. So,
and of course,
you know,
it turns out that the Democratic leaders all got the torture briefings. They're all in it.
But why? What would their motivation be?
I think, like you said, fear.
Mm-hmm.
So fear is the big enemy, isn't it?
Yeah, but you would have to argue that these people have been, like, personally threatened or something in order to explain this level.
Well, a lot of it's power and power sharing and profit, but for a lot of others, it is blackmail. I mean, it is enemies list. It is FBI list. And I think we have
but
to...
I haven't seen any evidence of that. I haven't even heard rumors about it. The rumors, I mean, people who are interfacing with congressional Democrats say that really it's just a strategy, that they, you know, think they'll win the next election. They just want to sit things out and not rock the boat.
Well, Naomi, let's just say it. The big war lobbies are in there giving them campaign contributions.
Well, yeah, that is the truth. I mean, you know, looking at why Hillary was the last candidate that the American Freedom Campaign got to sign the pledge, and by the way, good for Ron Paul, he was the only one on the other side to sign it, to defend the Constitution. You know, it's expensive right now for frontrunners and candidates to defend the Constitution because the telecommunications industry and the defense industry and all the major contributors are making billions out of, you know, the technology of a police state. You're absolutely right about that.
In closing, the book is The End of America, and it is the 10 steps towards fascism. She's Naomi Wolf, spelled N-A-O-M-I, Wolf. Or you can simply go to Infowars.com and link through some of her blogs and sites. But most of you know who she is. We've got about 2 minutes left, Naomi. I think there is a silver lining in this. People are waking up. Folks like you are speaking out. But in closing, because you are a Rhodes Scholar, I got to bring this up, and I'm sure you know why the Rhodes Scholarship was set up. You know Rhodes did want a global government based on Britannia.
No, I didn't. I had no idea of that. I've never heard that. I mean, I knew he was a vicious racist, but I didn't know anything about what you're telling me.
Now, I mean, I know that some Rhodes Scholars, they do recruit into the inner sanctum, but they never tried to recruit you.
No, they didn't want me, apparently. No one ever tried. I don't know what the inner sanctum is, Alex. This is news to me.
How many Rhodes Scholars are there a year? I forget.
I think 32 from the United States and others from around the world.
Yeah, well, you know Rhodesia and the diamond mines and the rest of it. Yeah, Rhodes wrote books about how he wanted to set up a global Anglo-American empire. And I think you're going to find at the end of the day, as Professor Carol Quigley, Clinton's mentor, wrote, that this is the neo-Anglo-American empire. Now, it's being rebuffed globally right now.
Okay, other people talk about this in different terms and that would be more familiar to me. I mean, people do talk about, of course, kind of post-colonialism, neo-colonialism. You know, I'm sure when Cecil Rhodes was writing, I mean, it was the height of the British colonial empire, and he was obviously a big fan of that. And I now understand that, you know, people love war when they do because it generates such massive profits, and that this has been modeled by the British Empire. So I think, you know, I've certainly heard about his interest in British colonialism, you know, put in different terms.
What he said is they had to take the whole apparatus of British colonialism and go underground with roundtable groups of prominent men and power sharing, ruling over each government with a shadow system. Naomi Wolf. I'm going to send you a lot of documentation on that as well. It has been
great. Never wanted me, apparently. I was left out of the conversation. Yeah.
I don't think Herr Clinton was. Hey, thank you so much for spending time with us, and have a great Christmas.
Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate it. Take care.
Naomi Wolf. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over, and old Glory raised, Among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that...
Peter Power flees from confrontation on 7-7 terror drills. This goes into the government-sponsored terror file.
Return the hero.
Former Scotland Yard official refuses to answer questions about who the exercises were conducted for. We Are Change UK did the confrontation. We'll be talking to Keith Byron of We Are Change UK here in just a moment and playing that audio. Before we do that, two things. Today, Saturday, and Sunday are the last 3 days to guarantee if you order Endgame, Loose Change Final Cut, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Martial Law, Terror Storm, Final Edition, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Daniel Estulin, which we have in stock. Nobody else has got it. Amazon says they get it next week. We have 400 of them, and they are going fast. But if you order it, we're taking it down the minute they sell out. They may not, but they did last time, boy. They're going fast. His Bilderberg book, they're all available right now at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your phone order in. Get your internet order in by Sunday at midnight. When it rolls over to Monday, we'll try to ship out, you know, the orders that come in until the morning time. But everything that comes in from Sunday is being shipped Monday out this door UPS. And so you want it, you'll get it in time for Christmas if it's UPS. If you order USPS inside the U.S., that's not guaranteed. But everything UPS inside the U.S., you're going to get it. You should probably get it in most areas of the country Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Some of you might get it on Monday if you live in Alaska. Now is the time to order Endgame. Now is the time to order Loose Change Final Cut. Now is the time to wake up your friends, your families, your neighbors, the people that need to be woken up. You can talk to your blue in the face with some people, and it won't wake them up, but a DVD, a well-produced film with documentation, with the enemy in their own words, will do it. So InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Also, preparedness is key right now. It's integral. With all the troubling signs on the economy, the war front, with food prices exploding, with all the GMO contamination, we have high-quality food. None of it's GMO. None of it's been altered. It's clean, good, uncontaminated. It is freeze-dried, so it stores very small. I mean, just masses of food in one little box, and you can fill a closet up with a couple of years' supply for your family. And then they last 10 years, and well, more in climate control, but 10 years even in a garage. And then you can always eat this insurance policy. This is insurance you can and will use, even if these bad things that could happen don't happen. We hope they don't. So be sure and give eFoods Direct a call, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or you can also go to eFoodsDirect.com. There are giant banners on the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to this wonderful sponsor, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, Keith Byron of We Are Change UK, it is just wonderful to be able to speak with you. Of course, just a few weeks ago, you guys went out and confronted another individual there at the London School of Economics, so you are just doing more and more in this fight. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex, this is, I think it's slight confusion. This is We Are Change Ireland.
Yeah, I was telling them to get, my printout said We Are Change Ireland, and I just thought that was a typo because it was We Are Change England that confronted Peter Powers, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, it's a guest snafu here, and we will deal with that. But I'm going to recap and cover the story right now. See, I checked and was told that was just a typo. But you guys confronted Bill Clinton, and you've been confronting others, and I meant to get you guys on a few weeks ago. Why don't you tell folks about that?
Sick and tired of what's going on in Ireland, and we're the only country that can actually save the European sovereignty. We have a constitution that we have to defeat, so basically we're just trying to inspire people at the moment to come and join us, make their own groups, come out and stop the New World Order from putting the EU together. We have a constitutional referendum coming up here in May or June, and we're doing our very best to defeat that. We've confronted Bill Clinton, and also if you confronted head of the political wing.
I thought this was a mistake. I'm sorry. I had my mic on while I was telling the producer. Go ahead.
And we confronted the head of the political wing of the IRA, Gerry Adams, and his party is Sinn Féin, and we were asking about British intel infiltrating the party, and basically was his number two a British agent, which Martin Ingram alleged to.
Please continue, sir.
So that's what we're doing at the moment. We have a lot of trouble in Ireland. We've basically came out of a tyranny with Britain back in the early 1920s. We still haven't got freedom. Now we're coming into more tyranny with an EU constitution that doesn't even have habeas corpus, Alex.
Well, you know, it's great to have you on because, and I was also going to ask the We Are Change UK guys, but we got cross wires here about this. They denied there was going to be a European Union for 30 years as they were setting it up. Now everybody knows there is one. Some deny that even exists, and I'm not joking when I say that. Then that for 8 years they tried to force England and Ireland into it, though they've been resistant, so that really the entire UK. And now they go sign the Constitution. Gordon Brown won't do it in public. They say it's about a rights treaty, but when you read it, it puts the countries under the EU government's control, not their original nation's control. So as someone in Ireland, as someone in the Enchanted Isles, why don't you explain to people exactly what's happening here?
Well, what's happening is we are facing European police, European army, an EU constitution, and a federal government in Brussels. And this is what we're going through. Like, we're doing our best to fight against it. We have more cameras going up in Dublin. We have unlimited immigration. We have no borders. We have no currency. We have no national sovereignty. You know, we've been resisting the tyranny for over 800 years. And now we're coming into more tyranny. We're coming into a constitution that people don't even understand. And, you know, majority of Irish people won't even listen. And we are the only country, Alex, to stop this treaty, because we're the only country in Europe who has a referendum to actually stop this treaty from progressing any further. And what we're trying to do right now, tomorrow we have a street action in Dublin. We're meeting at the GPO on O'Connor Street at 1 p.m. and we're going to go out and we're going to hand out flyers and we're going to try to educate people and tell them about their rights, because people in Ireland do not even understand that they have constitutional rights, and they think that people, the foreign people in Brussels, they think that Bert, you're hearing the Irish Prime Minister, they think that these people can call the shots, and they can't. Because we, the people, we own this country. And same way the Americans, you own America, not George Bush, not the New World Order.
Absolutely. Well, this is a pleasant problem to have so many We Are Change groups in the UK that you guys are out confronting Clinton and many others, and then we get our wires crossed getting We Are Change UK on. What did you think of their confrontation with Peter Power, the author of the 7-7 drills, matching the exact targets at the exact times, at the exact locations that were hit?
Hi, Alex. I'm Dave, and I thought it was very good. I think they're doing a lot of great action over in the UK, and I was looking at the video there of his confrontation. And he really didn't want to talk about it. And he looked very, very uncomfortable, as if these people are not used to being questioned at this level. And it's a whole new ball game for them, you know, because, you know, they're starting to realize now that they can't just go out in public and say what they want and just go along and people say what they want and nobody questions them and the media doesn't pick up on the lies. And so
that's what they're afraid of is the people taking action against them, getting out of just the internet and actually on the street, and everywhere they go, they are now being confronted. Everywhere, you know, the head of MI5, the head of MI6 goes out to events to propagandize. They get confronted with information. Senator Graham goes out, he gets confronted. Giuliani goes out, he gets confronted. Clinton goes out, he gets confronted. I mean, everywhere, the people are now taking action. And now they're talking about in our country what they've done in your nation, criminalizing dissent, trying to tie us in with terrorists, saying we should have our freedom of speech restricted, checkpoints control. You've lived under the checkpoints of a military occupation in the name of fighting terror. It's now come out that 90%+ of the terror in Ireland was staged by the British and to be blamed on different groups to keep the military force there. Can you guys comment on that?
Well, basically, you know, we have a lot of questions about Northern Ireland, and it's a very sensitive subject here in the South. But we live, Alex, this is how small our country is. I live 1 hour from the north, the border in the north of Ireland. And the other day we confronted Gerry Adams, and he is the head of Sinn Féin, which is the political wing of the IRA. And we asked him about British intelligence infiltrating Sinn Féin. And we asked about Martin McGuinness, his number two, the head of state in the north of Ireland. He's sharing power with Ian Paisley. We asked him, was he a British agent, which Martin Ingram alleged to. Now, if you go back last year, we had Dennis Donaldson. He was the number three in Sinn Féin, and he turned out to be a British agent. And months after he actually stated that he was a British agent, he was assassinated. He was murdered in Donegal, just across the border in the Republic.
Well, I've had former commandos, MI5, MI6 on. It's been in the British and of course, Irish news that at the highest levels of the armed IRA, that it would literally be all British intelligence. They were literally commanding the underlings, and when underlings wouldn't carry out shootings or bombings, they would kill them or break their legs, again, as a way to keep things militarized. Because the Irish could just peacefully say, we don't want you here. The British government would be forced to leave. The British people don't want to be there. And they would be forced to leave, but if they can militarize it and make it violent, they can then use an excuse to bring in force.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as you were saying earlier as well, like next year now is going to be very, very important for this country because we are the only country that can stop this EU treaty from going ahead. Out of 27 countries, not one of them, except this country, will give the people a referendum.
Now, here's another example. We're being put into the North American Union, and they're telling the public it doesn't exist when we have their own public documents. They're saying NAFTA highways don't exist when it's their official maps. And it's the same strategy of stealth where they keep saying this isn't a treaty to take over Ireland and England, but no one's allowed to vote on it. Only the bureaucracy is ordering you to go under our new controls. Meanwhile, you see EU expansion forcibly right now. I mean, this is the exact same thing that's happening here is happening with you.
Yeah, Alex, this is Anthony. What's happening is we set up a website, wiseupjournal.com, and we have a link there where people like the British people, Italians and French, they're not allowed to have a say on this treaty that's going to be put through. We have a donation link there where they can actually help us defeat this. So they can actually have a say in this, and I'm sure the heads of the EU never counted on this, that people can donate to us. And Ireland, there's only 3.5 million to 4 million people. Just as such a small country, we can stop it, bring the whole thing down.
What are the polls showing right now on Ireland's entry into the EU?
Well, they're showing that 25% are for this treaty and around 18% are against it. But the vast majority of people don't know what's going on. That's the problem.
But still, you're saying 80%, that mirrors Europe, 80%+ are against it. England's 80%+ against it. But they said you don't have a choice. So you're saying 80% are against it. I wonder if
sorry, 18% are against it. But the vast majority don't know.
Wow, so wait a minute. That's the opposite of what we've seen in Europe because it's 80% against it there.
Yeah, well, the problem is, Alex, and it's like you're saying about the North American Union, people don't know what's going on. It's all bureaucracy. It's a whole big maze of bureaucracy and laws. And, you know, most people just don't have the time to look at it and see what's going on. And it's all being done by stealth.
Well, I want to commend We Are Change Ireland and We Are Change UK. And you guys fire out your websites.
Yeah, it's we have two websites. It's wacireland.org, and the other one is wiseupjournal.com.
Again, give that out again because your phone's a little bit echoey.
Sorry about that. It's wacireland.org. We are changed to WAC, and it's wiseupjournal.com.
Wiseupjournal.com. Gentlemen, good job. Now, of course, what did the former head of Sinn Féin say when you confronted him about intelligence infiltration?
Well, I went up myself, Alex. I'm an actual person that questioned him about it. He basically, he's a well-liked man. He's very articulate. But we went up and we asked him, is British intelligence, are they infiltrating Sinn Féin or have they? He said, yes, I'm sure that they have. And I was like, really? But he already stated this before. But the most important question that I wanted to ask was Martin Ingram's allegation saying that Martin McGuinness, his number two, was a British agent. So what, the minute I said that, I said, what about Martin Ingram's allegation saying that, what about Martin Ingram's allegation saying that Martin McGuinness was a British agent? And all of a sudden, he became very uncomfortable. He started backing off, and one of his guys to the side of him was kind of trying to, he's like pushing me away from him and, you know, trying to force me out of place. So I became very uncomfortable at that stage. But what we did was...
Stay there. I want to hear the end of this, what happened with We Are Change Ireland. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Wouldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Jimmy Vaughn. He is such a nice guy. Smart, too.
I look at you. If I may, I pass at you.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to We Are Change Ireland, and I found out the snafu happened. They were scheduled for Monday, and then somehow I should get We Are Change UK on, and that turned into the boys coming on today. I don't want to shortchange you guys. I got to sit you up for a full 30 minutes or hour sometime in the future because you're really getting prolific. I got to move fast here, gentlemen, Keith and others. Just finish up real fast with what the head of Sinn Féin, the political arm of the IRA, and it's admitted, they're British intel all the way. So as soon as you brought this up, the nice man face went away.
Yeah, well, he kind of stood back, and he just said, no way. But you could kind of see that he didn't like what I was saying. He was very uncomfortable. And the minute I mentioned British intelligence, the guy right next to him, you can't actually see on the footage, but he became very uncomfortable too. So you can see that the credibility of the party, and especially Gerry Adams, is going to the gutter, really. You know, we all know that British intelligence have infiltrated Sinn Féin and the IRA, and really, it's just about the people copping onto it at this stage.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, continue your fight against the European Union, and get a bunch of your notes together, because I'll probably want to have you on again next week if you can do it, to specifically flesh all this out, because it mirrors the same stratagem of stealth they're using here. God bless.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. Now I want to shift gears back into originally why we wanted We Are Change UK on, and that's Peter Powers flees from confrontation on 7-7 terror drill. First, in this few-minute clip, a three-minute clip, you hear him from BBC Radio talking about running drills at the exact same locations. Then it cuts to him two nights ago being confronted by We Are Change UK, and he literally ran and hid in a closet, and then they made them leave. Here it is.
Because at 9:30 this morning, we were actually running an exercise for us over a company of 1,000 people in London based on simultaneous bombs going off precisely at the railway stations that happened this morning. So I still have the hairs on the back of my neck standing upright.
To get this quite straight, you were running an exercise to see how you would cope with this, and it happened while you were running the exercise.
Precisely. And it was about 9:30 this morning. We planned this for a company, and for obvious reasons, I don't want to reveal their name, but they're listening, they'll know it.
This information on it.
The only thing I have, we're a little bit
on the bed. We're funded by the Arts Council. It's right. A very low budget. We don't get paid for this at all.
Right.
We get sent out on these missions to interview celebrities.
One thing I won't tolerate is you're filming me now, aren't you?
Mr. Power, we'd like to know who are running mock terror drills for on 7-7. Which company were you working for? You said it was the precise station, precise times at the precise three stations. Have you any comment on that? Why have you not been investigated or the company investigated? Why do you not investigate, Mr. Power?
52 people died in those bombings, Mr. Power.
52 people died in those
power. It's your duty to investigate it further. You've done nothing.
52 people died, Mr. Power. How did you know which three stations? Who helped you choose those three stations?
How many people knew before the event?
How many people knew, Mr. Power?
Oh, sorry, I've got to go in here now. Was it tube lines? How many of the clients knew that those were simulated targets?
Absolutely fabulous job by We Are Change UK. Their story up on PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of people don't even know about the drills the government was running with Mr. Power and his company that day. With the London Underground, we know that. But it's good to confront him on it. He literally ran like a vampire would run from a gigantic crucifix. Third hour, only 70 seconds away. Daniel Eslam will be joining us about his new book, Club Bilderberg, the European Treaty Expansion, and a lot more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.